Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Guys, John McTavish. How are you guys doing today?
What's going on?
What's going on, party people?
All right. So today we are talking about one of the two presidential cigars. This one's for the Biden 2020. The cigar is a Toro 6x52. Comes out of an undisclosed factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is stated to be Habano, with the binder and filler both being from Nicaragua. The price point is $9. The release date is August of 2020. We were gracious enough to receive these from Corona Cigar Company and purchase the cigars there. So you can go to coronacigar.com or visit them if you are in South Florida. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I thought it was a pretty average tasting cigar. It was, you know, sometimes you guys, well, this is most review cigars that I smoke, is like, you smoke it, you're like, yep, tastes like a cigar, right? And it's like, tastes like this average, generic, flavored, mundane kind of a cigar, right? Like, And this is exactly what this was for me, which I'm not really surprised about. I mean, it's, you know, you make a cigar, you slap something like a Biden ban on it, like, it checks all the tick marks, right? Like, you have a nice looking band, pick a Toro size, something that's very, you know, comfortable with most cigar smokers out there. You have a cigar profile that is very familiar, recognizable, and kind of like average to us that are geeky into cigars. So I guess it kind of makes all the check marks, but, you know, I thought the flavors are pretty lackluster, a lot of slight dry wood, black pepper, leather. That was pretty much the extent of it. Very little sweetness, no like fruit tones at all. Yeah, and I think for me, the burn also has some issues. I had to relight it a couple of times. So, yeah, average.
Hey, Seth, what were your overall thoughts?
June went into depth on that one. He really he put something into that. That was more presidential than anything I've heard about presidents this year.
There. I was gonna say it really slow too. I was gonna go like half speed the whole time until you guys just give me this what the fuck face. You know what I mean?
This was an average cigar to begin with. Mineral, damp wood, some spice qualities. It went downhill in the second third was terrible. With the qualities, it was herbal, mineral, pepper quality, which wasn't sitting well. That was probably that little quality right there. But then when I got into the final third, it improved a little bit. There's coffee, spice. But it was average. Decent construction, medium body, medium average, basic car.
All right, John, what were your overall thoughts?
Yeah, this might shock people, but it was a pretty average cigar overall. And I don't know if you guys got this, but to me, my palate was screaming that this is a cigar where they use way too much Condega in the filler, not Condega, Ometepe, because I got this like musty funk, which is, you know, classic, like you've put way too much Ometepe in there. And it was okay in the first third, and it kind of became like a little bit more prominent in the second third. And then by the last third, it was just like, it was like smoking, like, I don't want to say moss, but like almost smoking moss, just like that musty funk sour. And I was like, yeah, this has like a leaf or a leaf and a half of Ometepe. And it's just overwhelming the entire profile. But I mean, up until that point, I think June used a good word there, mundane. It was just kind of, you know, I was smoking a cigar, and I just, you know, I was smoking a cigar, and I'm like, yep, I'm smoking a cigar. I'm not offended by the experience, but I'm not really doing anything with the experience. I'm just smoking cigar tobacco, and I'm not really getting anything out of it. And so, I mean, in a way, that's a little disappointing, but I would say certainly people could smoke this, and it's a cigar, and it's not offensive anyway. My draw did have some resistance to it, which was kind of a drag, and I had a couple touch ups, which was also kind of a drag, so that certainly hurt the construction aspect. Aaron, what was your overall experience like when you walked through it?
Well, I have to give a ton of respect to the blender for nailing the pre-light aroma on this cigar. Really makes you get that whole what Biden smells kind of feel. It's a mix of children's shampoo and fear. So, no, all kidding aside, it smells like it sat in a humidor for 10 years. Just a ton of you know, Spanish cedar, and that's from the wrapper, that's from the foot. It just smelled like it's been in an aging room or something like that for forever. So really simple flavor profile, focused around slightly spicy cedar and mustiness. Final third dropped down a bit as some dry earth kind of took the lead in the profile, and the cedar gained a little bit of char. With this being a novelty cigar, it'll likely be fine for the smokers that pick it up. Because it's a really approachable profile through the first two thirds for a not an avid smoker, and when the final third dropped down a bit, most people that pick this up probably aren't going to make it to the final third, so they'd never experience that. So not something that I'm going to go back to.
Kind of like LeBron probably didn't make it through the whole underground shade.
Yeah, I'm surprised he got as far as he got. So,
but he didn't need to. He's covered in champagne by the time we get to the halfway point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a novelty cigar. If you like Biden, buy the cigar. If you know, whatever you want to do, but yeah, it's not going to be a cigar that most cigar smokers are going to kind of go back to. So, all right, let's get into the scores. Start at the top with June at 5.55.
Why am I always the top when I'm rating this shit average every fucking time? God,
fuck. Seth goes next at 5.30. I gave it a 5.15, and John gave it a 4.75. Wow. So June had that 5.55 matchup for you.
It was average. So many are average, but I'm still the best score. That's it.
You have to wait till next year, I guess. All right, Seth, 5.30.
I just want to begin by saying, when I was talking about the cigar, I said it's a basic blunt cigar. I meant blunt, not as in a blunt cigar, because I would never insult an actual blunt. So get that under the table. Yeah, it's below average. It improved in the final third, but that second third, if it was not for review, I would have tossed it. It's, you know, buy them just to friggin' raise the Biden poll numbers. That stupid idiots keep buying the Trump ones to keep the numbers high and make Jeff some money. So they're going to smoke great on November 3rd, though, man. 341, I'm telling you.
My 5.15 matches up well. It's a below average flavor profile. Construction's fine. I mean, it was, I think, a little wavy, a little tight draw. Nothing horrible. Trump had better construction. So the construction mogul, I guess. So, but yeah. All right, John, 4.75. How'd that match up?
Yeah, it matches up pretty well. I think flavor profile-wise, this is slightly better than the Trump cigar, and I do mean slightly. But I agree with you. I think my experience on the Trump cigar is the construction was better, because although they had the same sort of burn issues, similar burn issues, the draw was perfect on the Trump cigar. So ultimately, I would say, you know, flavor-wise, I'd probably be more likely to pick this up. But construction-wise, the other cigar was definitely superior.
All right. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this cigar?
Oh, this isn't about the Biden cigar, but when we did the Trump cigar, I was like, why did they pick Connecticut Shade? I feel like they should have picked, because Trump is very, you know,
orange.
Cameroon?
Orange. No, so I was like, they should have picked something with like a nice Colorado red.
Cameroon.
Should have got a LaRaja. Espinosa LaRaja. Yeah,
exactly.
Trump. There you go.
Yeah, they should have totally done that. And they should have made the Biden cigar like fucking 10 by 55. Because it'll smoke so slow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
I was like, is that some sort of?
No, I'm not talking about dick size. I'm talking about just burn rate. Not, this has nothing to do with dicks.
Some massive Presidente.
Yeah.
That's Bill Clinton right there, man.
Yeah. All right. So if you just catch this video, make sure to check out the Trump video so you can see how they can compare. Don't know which one's going to come out first, but if this is out first, the next one will be 2 days later. If it's already out, you can check it out. So follow us on social media channels. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Read the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. We'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys.
America.